The Becoming Unsilence podcast is about awakening to the greatest potential you always were. Listen to teachings, interviews, and inspiring stories of others who have challenged the accepted, expanded possibility, and merged modern-day life with ancient wisdom to discover their greatest potential. When you become fearless, you become limitless. Now be inspired by today's episode. Welcome to the official season 2 of the Becoming Unsilenced podcast. Thank you for being here. And I'm so excited to kick off this season with an update on my own journey of inspirational living. So hang on to your seats and let's dive in. If you have not had the opportunity to listen to season 1, I'm just going to let you know that today's episode is a continuation of episodes that I began in season 1, where kind of on a monthly basis about I was giving an update of my own journey of intuitive living. Living according to my own inner guidance system is something that I decided to do a couple of years ago. And it's taken me on a phenomenal journey, which has now landed me in Mexico. And so that we're going to talk about that in this episode. And just to give you a sneak peek of all of the things going on in this month of October as we launch season 2, you're going to hear from a stage hypnotist to hear how he's learning using his craft to help people become the greatest version of themselves. That's the amazing Arthur. You're going to hear from Melanie, a female pastor who's pastored churches for many, many years. And she's going to share how, from her perspective as the leader of different churches, how she is embracing and helping women to discover and own their true passion, purpose, and voice. And then you're going to hear from Janet, my good friend Janet again. If you're familiar with last season, you know Janet is a regular co-host with me where we talk about how to apply insight and learnings from our life. And we love to talk about our favorite authors, our favorite things that we're learning, and then how it applies into our life. So stay tuned for those episodes that are going to be rolling out. Every Friday, a new episode will be released so you can listen to it over the weekend and stay up to date and help your own journey of becoming unsilenced and living to your greatest potential. What does becoming unsilenced even mean? Well, it means no longer living from past fear, doubt, or trauma, but instead confidently living from your own inner guidance system. Yeah, and that's what I'm aiming to role model for you. So we're going to just dive in. Every time I begin one of these episodes, I share a little bit about what I'm focusing on now. And so right now, I'm adjusting to my new surroundings in Mexico. I am in Mazatlan, Mexico, which is on the western coast of Mexico. And it is one of the most amazingly beautiful cities. I came here for the first time 9 years ago, kind of by accident, when some friends invited me on a trip. And the result of that trip was me falling in love with this beautiful, beautiful city. So I've rented an apartment here for 3 months, and I am settling in and adjusting to my new surroundings. I'm looking at this as an opportunity to write a new chapter. It's an opportunity to let go of things from the past. I feel like I'm closing not only chapters, but whole entire sections of my life's kind of book and journey, and opening up this entirely new blank section of the book that I get to write in a way that feels good to me, that really inspires me to live my greatest. So things I'm looking at as part of that are how do I want to eat? How do I want to exercise? How do I want to use my time? And how do I want to be in relationship with other people while I'm here? So those are the things that I'm looking at very intentionally. I'm also celebrating. You know, this is a huge accomplishment. This is about a culmination of 7-year journey for me, in from the moment when I had this first seed of inspiration, that when I heard a podcast called Travel Like a Boss by Johnny FD. So he's out there. He inspired me with his podcast. It was the first time I was like, people can really travel and work and live that lifestyle. And so I think for about a year, I just consumed every episode of his podcast that was released. And it just really lit this fire in me. But part of what I had to do in that process was figure out, well, the career I was in right then wouldn't allow me to travel, and not on this level anyway. I got to do some fun, kind of more localized travel with that. But I had to figure out what kind of work would allow me to do that. And then I had to figure out what sort of a work that aligns with completely with my gifts and talents and mission in life also does that. So I'm celebrating this culmination of these years of planning, that it's here. And it's just been an incredible, incredible journey. I celebrated my birthday. I landed on Saturday and I celebrated my birthday on Monday. And it really was an incredibly beautiful day. I don't know if you've ever been to a class or an exercise where they asked you, if you could design your ideal day, what would it look like? And pretty much that's what I did for my birthday, was my absolute ideal day. And then the fourth thing that I'm focusing on at this point in my journey is relaxing my inner spirit where it's still uptight. Because one of the things I've learned is the greater I can relax me inside, the easier things flow together around me. So let me just give you two examples of that as I kind of landed here. I was really nervous that the internet at my apartment wouldn't be sustainable to do my client conversations, even though I had checked with the landlord, I checked even with the person who was living in it, that the internet had sufficient capacity. So I was just, my spirit was uptight about that. But then on the other hand, I had hired a driver to pick me up from the airport and had made arrangements for the new landlord to meet me at the apartment. And I was very relaxed about that. I knew that it all had to kind of click in place for me to be able to get where I needed to. And the result of these things was the meeting of the driver at the airport and getting to the new apartment and getting settled in went beautifully. It went without a hitch. And then guess what? Had an internet issue. And when that internet issue came up, it just was an opportunity for me to reflect and say, you know what? Yeah, this was something that I was uptight about, instead of being relaxed and saying, you know what, I did my due diligence. I researched the speed and everything that it should be sufficient. And when I did that and I took a deep breath and I relaxed, and then I communicated with the landlord and he gave me some alternatives, and boom, I really haven't had an internet problem since then. Okay. So now let's just dive into, I've already shared a little bit of updates of this conscious living journey, but let me share even a few more. So landing in Mexico, that also means that I've rented my house out. I have a tenant living in the place where I used to live. My house is still for sale, And there's some possibilities of a sale in the near future. So we'll see. You stay tuned, see how that goes. And then my daughter graduated in May. She is settled in school. And I'm going to share with you a little bit more how some of these things unfolded and flowed together in the last couple months. And right now I'm launching a new season of the podcast, obviously, because this is episode one, but I'm also launching new programs that go along with this. The Ambassador Program is for people who just absolutely love and are aligned with the message and mission that I share, and they want to help support that message and mission. If that's you, you know, send me a note about becoming an ambassador. Then of course there's one-on-one coaching opportunities, which is the Janet and I talk in our episode that's going to be released in a couple of weeks about how one-on-one coaching and small groups of women traveling together have been two of the most impactful things in our own personal growth journeys. And those mirror the two things that you can be part of in my business. So the one-on-one coaching and being part of small groups of women traveling together, which are called a Sweeter Life Circles. Life for knowing that it's time for intention, friendship, encouragement, and learning. We put that in the right order of the acronym. It would be learning, intention, friendship, and encouragement. Okay. So if you've ever wanted to find your tribe to be encouraged along the way, definitely check those things out. And then I had a personal accomplishment and professional accomplishment where I reached the credential of PCC, which is a professional certified coach, as part of the International Coach Federation grants that designation. And that is a process of about 5 years of studying and coaching, over 800 hours of coaching and learning, and is a really huge accomplishment for me as a professional coach. Okay, so following the theme, if you've listened to previous episodes, you know that the twos have been active throughout my journey and guiding me. 222 is just an energetic angel number that says, keep on going, you're headed in the right direction. And the twos have popped up in my world just in incredibly synchronistic ways. So, and I didn't even realize this until I got to the apartment in Mexico, but the address of the apartment has a 22 in it. How cool is that? And then when I came into the apartment, there's two air conditioner units in them. They were both set at 22 degrees Celsius. So how cool was it that the tutus were welcoming me into my new home? And this is the type of thing that you see when living in a synchronistic alignment with your spirit, your energy, and then that your actions are in alignment with your intentions and your spirit. I want to share with you some things that I've learned on this journey. Yeah. One of the first thing I've learned is complete flexibility and staying in the moment. I'm going to tell you about some twists and turns that this journey took that really had me staying in the present moment. And also this journey, like I mentioned before, it's been about 7 years in the planning, but one of the things that I've learned in that process is to let go of a lot of analytical analyzing and planning of the future in exchange for staying in the present moment. Now, that doesn't mean I don't have a framework of a plan ahead that I'm, you know, following and going to. I'm just not trying to force a lot of details into that framework Because one of the things I've realized is in the last 7 years, I spent a lot of time agonizing over certain decisions that I really could not make until I arrived at the moment to make them. And that is really how most decisions are in our world. We can kind of plan ahead of time what the options are, but really until you arrive at that moment and see what present reality is around you, you don't know what decision is going to be best for you at that particular moment in time. And I caused myself a lot of stress over this, stress about, am I going to sell my house? Am I going to rent my house? Am I going to have another home base somewhere else? And I really caused myself a lot of internal stress about these things during the last few years. And the reality is, I could not know the answer to those things until I arrived at the moment to make the decision. You know, COVID happened, which was certainly a shifting circumstance. So they're just things that circumstances that you cannot know ahead of time. And so I could have saved myself a ton of stress by not worrying about those things. And so how am I embracing that now? I am embracing that in a way that says my plan is heading in a direction. And I have a framework for that, but I'm not stressing about the details of it. I'm not, you know, I'm here for 3 months and I plan on going to a different place in Mexico in January, but I'm not stressing about where I'm going to live there or who I'm going to meet there. I'm staying in the present moment and enjoying where I'm at now. Okay. Worry was kind of my crack. Worry was my go-to coping strategy. And learning to stay in that present moment, not jump to the future or the past, has really helped me to let go of worry as a pattern. In fact, if you've heard me talk about how things impact the brain, I can tell that worry has worn a very well, comfortable groove in my brain, because to worry almost feels comfortable to me. But the more I am not doing it, then when I slip into a moment of worry, all of a sudden there's kind of this like familiar ooshy-gooshy buzz of like, oh, this place is familiar, uncomfortable, but yet so uncomfortable at the same time. And it's helpful for me to recognize that and pop back up out of that. Okay, along the way, I've also learned to feel all of my dang feelings and not keep them bottled up and stuffed in. I've learned how to hold joy and sadness in the same container. Because with following dreams comes shifting relationships with my kids, with my family, with my friends that are back at home. And one of the toughest ones that's been for me to deal with is the shifting relationship with my pets. I had two cats that were our family pets that have been, loved. We've loved those pets for so long. And that's been a hard one for me to deal with because they had become so close to my daughter and I over the last couple of years. And it's been hard on them also. So it's being able to hold joy and sadness in the same container, not have it be incongruous with each other. And that also brings me to the point of establishing new ways of being with my family and loved ones. You know, one of the things that was hard for me when it came down to making some final decisions was I really wanted to hold on to a physical space for my family. And so as we got through the summer, it was weighing heavy on me that we were not going to have this physical space for my family to come back to kind of call our home. And as we talked about this as a family, one of my sons said, well, Mom, you know, I will come back and live in the house. And that way we can keep it. We can come back to it. And that'll work out. And so that felt like a great solution for me. And so we were planning in that direction. And I had plans in August after Alicia went to college that I was going to head off for a couple weeks on another trip to the North Carolina area. And I got right up to leaving for that trip. In fact, I was just a couple days away from leaving. And my son, who was going to move in, he had not yet made, you know, come. We just hadn't made that transition. And when we sat down and talked about it, he said, you know, I just don't feel that's where I'm meant to be anymore. And I was extremely disappointed because it felt like, oh my gosh, here, this was this perfect plan. And all of a sudden it fell apart at the last minute. And he was feeling bad to tell me that, but yet it became a beautiful lesson in communication for my family. Communication of saying, you know, we have to be authentic with each other and proactive in saying what we're feeling and what we're thinking, and letting the other people take ownership for how they receive that. So he had to be willing to let me be disappointed to say that. And as it unfolded, I sat with that through a weekend and I thought, you know, I always have been saying the last couple of years that when I leave this house, I'm going to leave with my suitcase and a backpack. And the more I sat and felt into that, I thought, you know what? It wasn't the right path for him to come here. The path that was meant to be all along was for me to pack everything up in storage, detach from that physical space, and not have that weight on my shoulders. And so I called my kids and I said, you know what? I've decided that I'm going to find a renter for the house. And, you know, we're just going to deal with what it looks like to not have a physical space. And it was interesting. They were so amazing and going, yeah, that feels it. Now it feels aligned. It feels right. And so they came home. It happened that the very next weekend was the only time everybody could come home and help. So right before they came home, I actually listed the apartment for rent. And in less than 24 hours, I had our home rented and new people ready to move in. But the thing was, they wanted to move in 7 days. And so I said, you know what, when the universe works, it works quickly and it works in extreme alignment. And so the kids came home, we packed everything into storage. I spent the rest of that 7 days getting all of the rest of the things gathered out of the house. And even though we've been on this minimalistic journey for 3 years, it's like, oh my gosh, we still have so much stuff, but we got it put in storage and done. I left with my backpack and my suitcase and a little bit more that's at my mom's house. And then I realized the gift, how the universe anticipates what we need, even when we don't need it, because I needed those couple weeks in between packing the stuff up and before I left for Mexico. I needed those weeks to allow myself to physically recover from the move, to allow my cats to acclimate as well as possible, and to give my kids this sense of new relationship of how this was going to look in a new way. So that whole journey required extreme flexibility on my part of saying, okay, I thought I was going in this direction, and now let me pause, assess, and feel into what to do now. And then let's go in this direction. So as with my kids, we're just establishing that new way of being without having a physical location attached to it, which has been fun to explore. Some, you know, video conversations already since I've been here. And, you know, we'll just continue to embrace what that looks like. I wanted to just make the point that a dream feels like a leap when you first embrace it. It feels like there's this monumental chasm that, oh my gosh, this is where I want to go, but I'm here and I have no idea how I'm going to leap over to here. And that's why I encourage you not to focus on the how of making a dream or a desire come true. Instead, all it is focusing on the very next step, saying, if I'm headed in that direction, what do I need to do to head in that direction? And every time I get overwhelmed, every time I get out of focus and out of whack, it's because I'm trying to make decisions 4 or 5 steps down the road that I can't make from where I'm at. So I have to slow down and go back to saying, what's the decision in front of me right now? And when you do that, when the dream comes true, it's just that you took the next step. So Saturday morning, when I got in the vehicle to have my family take me to the airport, to get on the airplane, to land in Mexico, it was just the next step. And I've imagined those moments in my mind. And I had imagined that I was going to get this picture perfect, Instagram post with me and my bag and my backpack looking all neat and tidy. But I'm all into authenticity, and that didn't happen. And I wasn't going to stage it happening. What it looked like is me being tired from getting up early to head to the airport, emotional at leaving my family and my kitties, and tears. And on the way to the airport, as we were about there, my sister said, how are you feeling? Are you so excited that you're here accomplishing this? And my response was silence, because I had to choke back some tears of saying, dreams come true. They look in strange ways when they come through and come true. And in that moment, it looked like me, embracing the tears and the sadness of parting from my family. And yet that doesn't diminish at all how truly, genuinely excited I am to be here at this stage. This journey has also required me to let go of control, because there's some things happening back home that if I was there, I would be in the middle of, I would be orchestrating, I would be, being the thing, doing the thing that in my mind makes something flow smoother. And in reality, I have to let go of that control and trust that they're going to get done. Maybe not the same way as they would be if I was there doing it. And that's okay, because it's part of learning to let other people support me. And it's part of me learning that, I can be here and allow things to unfold as they're meant to be on the other end. Okay, so my inner guidance this month, I always do a little segment here on what my inner voice is speaking to me this month. And when I started this inner voice journey, it felt like I was doing a lot of listening and talking to a voice that almost felt like it was outside of me, even though it was bubbling up from within me. I didn't know that voice well enough to feel like it was a part of me. And I'd say that's the major shift that I've made now, is that voice feels like it is me, like there's this integration that has happened that, you know, it no longer feels separate from me, that it feels like I am now living and listening from that inner guidance space, you know, majority of the time. I'm not going to say 100% of the time, because I had 4 hours yesterday where I definitely wasn't in that space and had to move myself back to it. So integration, it does feel like that it is integrated more into who I am. And, you know, the key insight that's come for me because of that is that when I'm in alignment with myself and with the universe, everything I do and decide from that space becomes an aligned decision, which has helped me to make decision-making easier. And so if you think of it like this, if you're going to make orange juice and you get an orange and you squeeze an orange, you don't get grapefruit juice, you get orange juice. And so when you're living an aligned life with your spirit and not your ego self, that aligned life then produces the fruit of that spirit. And that's been powerful for me, because for a while I spent some time like, you know, within my business, you know, is this decision I'm making in my business aligned with the greater purpose of the universe? Or in my eating and exercise, like, is this, you know, an aligned decision? And then having this realization that as long as I do the work to keep me in alignment, then anything that I do and decide out of that is a result of that alignment. That's been a huge, huge insight. Okay, my guiding words for the next month are simple, ease, abundance, and be in relationship. Yeah. And it feels like the simple ease and abundance, there's some relaxing of my spirit that needs to happen to allow some of that in at a deeper level. And then the be in relationship is a part of me that has felt isolated for a long time, has felt very socially isolated. And in this new space, I've already in less than a week made some new friends and have a bunch of social engagements lined up for the days ahead. And that feels amazing to me, because there's a piece of me that really, really needed that for me. They're my people, my friends, my world that I'm gathering that feeds and nurtures me versus being focused on in the space where I was before. I was just feeling isolated from those social connections. Okay, so I always share my favorite books of the month, and soon you're going to be able to go to my website and pick out the books of the month and support the podcast by purchasing books on Amazon through the website. So that's coming soon. But I've discovered a new author this month, and it always is interesting to me how someone I've never heard of before pops into my world. And this author is Matt Kahn. I had not ever heard of Matt Kahn before this, but one day Audible recommended to me a book by Matt Kahn. And ironically, it was the weekend that my son had made the decision to not come live there. My trip to North Carolina got canceled, and I was, you know, embracing and feeling the disappointment of that. And at that moment, the universe delivered me this book called The Universe Always Has a Plan. And it was exactly what I needed to hear in that moment. And that led me to another book that he has called Everything Is Here to Help You. So I highly recommend those two resources. And anytime you hear me share a resource, you know, check in with yourself and see, does that resonate or doesn't it? Because just because it resonated on my path at this moment doesn't mean it resonates on your path at this moment. So just make sure and you check in with that. Okay. And activities that have been helpful for me during this season of my life is really reconnecting with gratitude. I think really deep gratitude is a way to honor the beauty that we have in our lives. And especially in moments where you feel disconnected from that beauty, it's a way to reconnect you to your spirit. And there's been some of those moments. You know, you might listen to my story and say, wow, it's so fascinating that all of this has happened and aligned. And it is, but I want to tell you that the journey has not been all uphill. It's been a roller coaster. And a roller coaster that as I work on my own skills of resilience, like the dips become shorter and not as deep, but life ebbs and flows. And I always used to think that I was going to arrive at some perfect moment in time where everything was going to be great and I wasn't going to have to worry about anything anymore. And what I realize now is life ebbs and flows. That just is the way it is. And some days are going to feel really, really great. Some days are going to feel kind of crappy, but it's about how we respond to that. So gratitude, celebration. I think if there's one thing that women fail to do well, it's celebrate. At least I'll say women in my Midwestern culture. Women are often highly critical of themselves and they can pick out 20 negatives to, you know, to 3 positives. And so something I have intentionally cultivated for myself, for my family, is celebration. And yeah, so I'm celebrating this amazing journey. Feeling all of my sadness. You know, I used to be afraid to feel my sadness or my negative feelings. I don't even want to label feelings as negative or positive because that's incorrect. But sadness was one that wasn't comfortable for me to feel. And so embracing the sadness of what it felt like to leave my family. I'm going to feel that fully. And that has then helped me to say, you know what? I'm honoring that. And then one of the other things I intentionally did in my last month at home was intentionally made connections and met with the people who had been significant people in my journey there. And, you know, that was a really cool way for me to honor the people who've been a part of my journey and to just intentionally have those moments with them. Yeah, that was beautiful. So, okay, well, that does it for this episode of Update on My Journey. I'm sure there's a million and one other things I could have included in here that I'm going to think later on to say, oh, wow, I should have said this or I should have said that. But as we roll forward, you know, I'll be doing an update like this once a month through this season of the podcast. So you can look forward in November to hearing another update. And yeah, if you are on a journey, if you're looking to go on a journey, come join me and come join the resources that I've put together to support you in that journey. Because everything I do and teach in my own, in the coaching and in the circles, is all about helping others and inspiring them to find this greatest potential inside of them. Your greatest potential probably doesn't look anything like my greatest potential. And nor is it meant to, because our souls each have a unique, what I call a soul print, because your soul is unique and individual. Mine is unique and individual. And the path that I'm called to is probably not the path you're called to. But whatever path you are called to, I'd love to support you in being on it. Because without good quality coaches, without those small groups of people surrounding me, I don't know if I would be here today. I always say coaching accelerates a path about 3 to 4 times quicker than where I would have got there on my own. So I may have eventually gotten here, but it may not have been in the same time frame. Okay. Well, I hope your day, your week, and your life has been inspired by being here and listening to me today, sharing these moments with me. And I would love for you to help me in my mission of growing the audience of our podcast this season. That's what this season is all about, is growing our audience, because we need to reach people who need to hear the things that we talk about here. We need to help women become unsilenced and live their greatest lives. And to do that, they have to know we exist. So if you are excited about helping us grow the audience of this podcast, consider sharing this episode with someone who came to your mind while you were listening to it, or maybe 2 or 3 or 4 people. And then also consider becoming an ambassador with us and in an official capacity of sharing the podcast. So, okay, until next time, have a beautiful and wonderful day. Thanks for being here. If you have a topic or question you want to hear more about, send it to us at the email below. Have an inspired day.